We do a lot of different type of interviews here on WGHN, and we value our relationship with Trinity Health. You know, the heartbreaking news of actor James Vanderbeek passing away at the age of 48 after a battle with stage 3 colorectal cancer gives us the opportunity to educate our audience about this serious health condition. On the line, I have Dr. Curtis Weaver, a gastroenterologist for Trinity Health Medical Groups. It's a pleasure to talk to you this morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I really appreciate having you on. So many people have talked about this. I have young daughters in their early 20s, and, you know, we're seeing more and more colorectal cancer increasingly affecting younger adults. Why is that?
Yeah, that's correct, and we don't completely know. You know, colorectal cancer screening efforts has overall done a great job of decreasing the rates of colon cancer as well as death from colon cancer. But in this younger, but we are seeing it at younger ages and in a younger population. You know, there's theories about a lot of different environmental factors, but we really don't completely know at this point why we are seeing this change in diagnosis.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of screening starting at the age of 45. What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the gold standard for screening has been colonoscopy, and that's because in addition to being a screening test, it is also a preventative test by finding colon polyps, which are the precursors to colon cancer, and removing those before they can even become a colon cancer. But there are other methods of colorectal cancer screening as well, including stool tests. And the most important thing is to get screened because finding and detecting colon cancer in an early stage when it is treatable is very important. Unfortunately, if it's diagnosed at a later stage, it may not be treatable at that point, and that's what makes screening so important.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I know it's something that people don't like to talk about, but we need to as we see these rates rise. What are some of the early symptoms that people often overlook?
Well, in the early stages, often there are no symptoms at all, and that's, again, why the screening is so important. But the symptoms to look out for would be any blood in the stool, abdominal bloating or discomfort, changes in the frequency of your stools, and especially if any of those are new changes for you. Those would be things to talk to your doctor about. I would say weight loss as well.
Weight loss as well. Okay, very, very good. I have a colonoscopy scheduled for Wednesday, and I have to be honest with you. Nobody wants to do it, right? Nobody wants to do the prep. Nobody wants to do it. But once you do it, you're always relieved that you went through it. How long does a colonoscopy take?
Yeah, the procedure itself is typically about 20 to 25 minutes long, so it's not a very long procedure. And, you know, the procedure itself, we've made a lot of improvements in terms of technique and sedation and things. That procedure itself really, in many ways, is a very simple procedure to go through. Obviously, we're doing them all day long, but understandably for the patient, it's a new thing, and there's always going to be some anxiety with that. But the procedure itself is really very simple. A lot of people do get concerned about the prep to do ahead of time. And the main thing I would say with that is just there are several options available now. So if you are concerned about going through the prep ahead of time, make sure to talk with your doctor about what might be the best option for you.
Yeah, there are different types, which is definitely much needed. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us, because a lot of people are talking about James Vanderbeek passing away at the age of 48. And it, you know, it gives us a chance to educate our audience. How long have you been practicing, Dr. Weaver?
I've been practicing now for 13 years.
Awesome.
In the Grand Rapids area.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And you are a gastroenterologist for Trinity Health's medical groups. We certainly appreciate you passing along this valuable information. And we'll put this on our podcast section on our website. And thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you kindly. We certainly appreciate our relationship with Trinity Health, and a very informative interview there. Yeah, I have a colonoscopy on Wednesday. Jesse Bruce will be filling in for me, so I won't be calling into the show. No, it's just one of those things you got to do. You got to get it done.